Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Gordon Moat here with Bill Gaither himself, with a great cast of characters, and we're ready to get things started.
And all of my guests today are musical high flyers, Karen Peck, the Isaacs, Three Bridges, the Crab.
And we're going to go to Atlanta to start this program off and let Janet Paschal and the whole homecoming game get it going, Bill. Remember that night?
40,000 people Woo! There in the Georgia Dome.
That's right.
Here's Janet.
That's a lot of people. And my public service announcement today is, this is the International Religious Freedom Week.
Yeah.
that time when we celebrate the freedom that we have to worship without fear of persecution or discrimination.
Liberty.
We dare not take this freedom for granted. It is a profound privilege that we need to cherish and protect it.
I'm thankful for that.
I'm very grateful. You know, I'm a reader of history.
Yeah.
And man, when you read the early history, that was a very important motivator.
That's right.
That caused a lot of people to give their lives and say, this is important to it.
Bill, we're going to the Gaither Vocal Band now. This is a song I first heard with the Imperials back in the 80s. I used to come on stage with it. I'm Forgiven. Here's GVB.
Heart, a place that no one else could fill. Sin kept your spirit from working in me. I couldn't look at life. Honestly, until the day my will gave way to the truth that I found in you, I never knew just how good it could be to stand in your presence totally free. Now I'm forgiven, now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving, giving till my heart overflows. Forgiven, now I have a reason for living. Jesus keeps giving and giving, giving till my heart overflows. Now I can see me as a person who's free, even when I slip and fall.
What do you mean?
Oh, man, a dastardly distinction this week from the Demolition Dandies of Dubuque. They're meeting in Dandelion, Delaware.
Whatever.
Where their demons destroyed Decathlon, and they gave us their Smash and Bash Award saying that our words are all jumbo with a whole lot of mumbo. Well, these guys have inhaled far too much demo dust, I think. The word of the day is musitation.
Over here!
Over here.
I got that over here.
I'm glad somebody got
it. Boy, you guys
it.
Are asleep today. Is nobody in on this? Musitation. Let me tell you what it means. Many business people, professional speakers, pastors, and many others make speeches for a living. Well, some musical artists have even perfected the art of musical recitation, right? Speaking with light music in the background until 1932 when Harold Wolff invented musitation, the art of impactful speaking accompanied by a howling moose.
Oh, gotcha.
It's life-changing, memorable, and often annoying. Nothing as auspicious as Bill Gaither telling
telling a cow milking story accompanied by Mr. Moose. That's Moosetation. I get that right?
No, you did not get that right. It actually means.
Get off the stage, Kevin. It's time for
so
Karen
wrong.
Pack.
So wrong.
I won't let go.
That's all I'm going to say.
What did it mean? What did the word mean
it
there, Lee?
It means muttering or mumbling.
Oh, well, oh, I didn't do that.
That's us.
But you didn't hear because you were muttering and mumbling.
Here's Karen Peck, and I won't let go.
They say life is hard, and I agree. Been some days got the best of me. But mama taught this boy to pray. Oh, to trust the Lord and to keep the faith. So whatever comes my way. I won't be moved.
I won't be shaken. I won't be moved.
Cause there ain't nothing God can't do.
Cause there ain't nothing God can't do.
If he be deaf and stole its sting, then surely I've got the victory.
They're singing together.
Hey, William, you love the NBA. Who was the first NBA champion 70 years ago?
There was no NBA 70 years ago.
Well, the forerunner, yeah.
I know this. I wasn't there, but it was the Philadelphia Warriors.
Warriors, right.
Now the Golden State Warriors. Won it in five games over the Chicago Stags. I'd never heard that name. And the star was a guy named Joe Fox, who scored 44 points per game.
Wow.
You didn't think I knew that stuff, did you?
I didn't. I have.
I'm impressed.
Wow. Yeah, I've already told you more than I know.
Here's the Cram family on Homecoming Radio.
Just to be set free. But I will hold to my hope, a promise made long ago. If you will trust in me, I'll take you to a land where you'll see. Nobody will die anymore. No one will hurt like before. Nobody will say goodbye. No tears to fill my eyes. No one will do without. No curse, no fear. Won't you take
race and every generation. Unified, we will rise up hand in hand. Together we'll stand as one. So thankful we've overcome the dawning of a brand new day. In unison we'll lift up our praise. Nobody will die anymore. No one will hurt like before. Nobody will say goodbye. No tears to fill our eyes. No one will do without. No curse, no fear or doubt. Won't you take my hand and go with me to the promised land?
That was the Crab Family on this all-good edition of Homecoming Radio.
Mm-hmm. And here's something for you to think about. It is not happiness that makes us grateful. It's gratefulness that makes us happy.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Mr. Haney, help me out. Three camels were trying to get on the ark. Only two are allowed, said Noah. One of you will have to stay behind. Not me, said the first time, the one whose back was broken by the last straw. Not me, said the second one. I'm the one people swallowed while straining at a gnat. Not me, said the third. I'm the one who can pass through the eye of a needle. Okay, said Noah. Come on in. I think the world is going to deal with all three of you.
Yeah.
Here's a homecoming group down at the cross.
Glory to His name. you'll receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it,
you believe it,
you'll receive it.
You'll receive it.
If you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe,
you'll
receive it.
You'll receive it.
If you can feel it, somebody testify,
testify.
If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker.
Getting notes from our listeners. This one says, I live in a small town in Perth, Australia. I hear you on Vision Radio and appreciate the hope and encouragement you bring. You all are a bit crazy, but in truth, I love the banter that happens between you. God bless, Maggie.
I'm Toledo. You've encouraged me more than you'll ever know. You're my rock in a weary land, and I hold on to hope you provide. Come and see us in Toledo. We're really nice people. May God bless you always. That's from Michael.
Bruce says, I hear you in Lancaster on Saturday morning while I'm making pancakes for my wife.
Mm.
Kevin told me he was going to stop by for breakfast sometime
soon. Yeah, I'm still going to do that.
Y'all come along with him. Thanks for the memories. Thank you, Bruce.
I'm a just retired long-haul trucker, and you people are my co-pilot for thousands of miles. Thanks for being there and for blessing me with your music and your message about Jesus. I'll keep listening, but no more ride-along. That's from David.
And Toledo, we're on our way. We're going to be there.
Yes. I love Toledo.
And some of our early concerts, I can remember doing up there with the Cathedral Quartet.
That's
and
right.
The old Gaither Trio. Larnell Harris, a dear, dear friend, many, many years. What a singer, what a communicator, what a spirit, what a man. This great classic, His Eye Is on the Sparrow.
Discouraged, and why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He watches me, and I sing because I'm happy. Yes, I sing. Thank you.
Our goal today was to remind you that you do have a friend. And don't forget when you get discouraged that Goliath was a 40-point favorite over David. Hang in there.
Yes. And if you fly through cyberspace during the week, please take a rest and stop at thehomecomingradio.com. You can hear more of all of us crazy people online there.
You can download our free Homecoming Radio iPhone app and find the places and dates for our live concerts.
And you'll always have a good time over at that Facebook page. That's a spot where you can leave us a note or go to homecomingradio.com. Leave us one there.
We have over 50 terrific homecoming stations in the state of Arkansas, like KARV, KBPU, KCAV, KFFA, and that just names a few of them. We say a big salute.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Bill, Gloria has texted me this time to tell you the block party starts in 30 minutes, and you volunteered to cook the burgers, the hot dogs, the fries, and you're supposed to bring the Cokes and the ice cream. Hurry home, they're waiting.
I'll do it, but I got to go to Toledo first, so we'll be there.
Well, today you've heard only the best of the best in gospel music, and you know, oftentimes we're asked where you can find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you're going to find this and much more there. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends are going to stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.